Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
But if you have some problem, you want to ask me, please, don't.
Yeah.
No need. Huh? Everything's okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just have a good look and then goodbye. you have good translation?
Bad.
English or what?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Canadian?
Pardon?
What are you?
Polish.
A Polish. It's the good English, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You can understand, huh?
Yeah.
How can you come so quickly?
Yeah, I have been in Vietnam for 1 week in LA, and I have met contact person from LA.
Oh,
and he has told me, you have to go to the master, you know, because of very good thing, and I thought, okay, yeah. But I don't have a ticket, I don't have too much money, I have to go anymore, right?
You don't have to. It's just that in these weeks, I know I'm home. I know I'm in Taiwan. So I thought it is definite then I let every foreigner come to see me if you want to. Because sometimes it's difficult for you to arrange in a definite time. Like you have to come in August or you have to come for 2 or 3 days, things like that. Sometimes it's not easy for you to arrange, huh? 你们找那些外国人叫他坐前面啊，他要问什么问题比较方便呢？ You come over here, okay? All the new people, they may want to ask some questions, but the old one don't need. I mean, the already you've seen many times, no need. You want to come here in the front? You? No, the Westerner only. Come here. And the monk? The Canadian monk is not here? I saw him outside. Yeah, it was too hot, huh? It's okay for you, the foreigner? You know what? It's very cheap here to make yourself tan, you know? Because when people want to have a tan, they have to go to Costa Brava, Costa Bom, or yeah, cost a lot. You have a tent and here you just sit there and meditate and become a Buddha and get a very golden tent at the same time. Very convenient. So this is a convenient holiday resort, huh? Better than elsewhere, huh? What do you want to do in L.A.? What for? Just have a good look?
No, I have been there to do some transaction.
Oh, a businessman.
Not really.
Oh, not really? it's very difficult for a Polish to go abroad, or is it still okay?
It is easy, but the problem is
finance.
Because they earn about $100 per month, you know.
Still? I thought The communism is over, they earn more now, all capitalist now.
Yeah, that's why it's more expensive there, but no more money, you know.
Oh, funny. Only change the name, nothing changed.
Yeah.
So what is the use? Huh?
Pardon?
What is the use of changing a name and having no money, all the same, and even more expensive? Oh, that's terrible. How come? I thought they will make something new, no?
They have, for themselves, I think.
That's very clever. Okay, now, what can we do? But you don't have business and transactions and people go to make money there?
Yeah, it's difficult somehow, you know, to begin.
Oh, so what do you think you can do for your country to begin? It's already been about 10 years now, huh?
I think, you know, it's still some people are very rich and some people are very, very poor, so.
It's the same before or not? Before everybody's poor, right?
less percent was very rich.
What do you mean? Before less poor and more rich?
No, there was a less percent of people were really rich, and now it is about 10% people which are really...
Oh, it's already rich. Better than before, yeah? The communist system is that they make everybody become poor, so it's equal. So there's no difference. And the capitalism is that they make the differences between the rich and the poor, yeah? Yeah. The people who can earn money or who are capable can earn money, this they can do. Hmm?
Yeah.
Sometimes not in a good way, but, you know, well, you have a lot of choice, at least, huh?
Yeah.
In communism, you don't have to have any choice. It's very easy. Just one choice. One choice. Everybody poor. Equal, you know? Communism exists because too many people are poor. They like it. Yeah, they think, okay, at least everybody's poor. You know, so we have no problem. Your car, my car, the same, and or maybe no car at all. That's also no problem. But the thing is, I think we better strive, you know, strive to have a better life all the time. Not because we are materialistic, but because life should have joy and abundance, you know, in all things, in all aspects. We do not have to give power and finance to the negative class of people. If, for example, the good people don't strive to make income for themselves, yeah, or to have some power within the society, then all the power and the finance go to the negative power, or the bad people. Then they will, in turn, control the good people, and then the good people can do nothing, cannot even spread the goodness. So to me, to earn money, to make a business, to strive in your life to earn a good standard of living for your family and yourself and your country is a duty, not a sin. I do not encourage my people to stay in poverty and to give all the power and the finance to the negative system who has no... morals, people who have no morals, who have no responsibility feeling, and who have not a sense of sharing with other people. You know, for example, with people who are practicing moral standards, if we have money, we always share with other people, right? We help in disaster, we help the victims, we have the refugees, we have the poor, we have the needy, we have the sick and the orphans and things like that. So it's very good to have money. Very good. It's not capitalism, huh? It's a power of finance that we must have. And also the power of sometimes social activities, yeah? If you are a politician, you should stay in politics and be a good politician and fight for your country and for the standard of living of other people. If you're a businessman, you must be a successful one. You always strive to be successful. Earn as much money as God gives you, and then you can share. Money is very easy to use. If you don't have, then you can say, oh, well, I don't care about money. I'm a practitioner. Money for me is untouchable. Yeah. Cannot do that, you know? Cannot have such an attitude like, what you don't have, and then you're lazy to achieve, and then you say, no, I don't care, but I renounce everything. It's not true. So anyhow, so that's with your country. Cheers. In the old times, the people, so-called practitioners, they always... renounce many things, yeah? It's okay, you can do that for a while. But I don't think you should do it all the time. No? Well, I think you can. Why not, huh? Everybody become monks, and then we eat the air and we drink the dew in the morning or afternoon. That's it, huh? What do we need, right? Actually, we don't eat. The practitioners don't eat so much. What we eat is just vegetables and, you know, and what we wear doesn't have to always be beautiful, truly. Yeah? We don't really care for outside appearance. We really don't. Yeah. Sometimes I put some makeup on and wear some clothes, and after 3-4 days, I'm so happy just to go next to the river and wear nothing. Yeah, and put nothing on, you know, and just be alone and be natural, you know. Sometimes the makeup and the clothes make you feel tired, you know. The outer requirements of beauty and decency sometimes make you tired, yeah, if you're not used to it. And especially for the practitioners, we just feel like being natural, huh? Sometimes we feel like having no hair, even no clothes and things like that. It would be very, very, very relaxing, huh? But if we want to do it for the sake of beautifying the world or to work in society, it's also okay, you know what I mean? And for most we practitioners, we don't really need anything, huh? We only need 2-3 pairs of clothes, a sleeping bag, a tent. And we may not even need a tent. There's some kind of sleeping bag tent as well. You just zip it up and then you have a net in front of you, huh? The kind of small sleeping bag tent that they have for emergency, huh? They take it together for climbing the mountain and things like that. It's just like a sleeping bag, huh? You put it outside your sleeping bag and you zip it up. And then it's like a tent, but you don't have to have a lot of weight and you don't have to do anything. So for us, the so-called practitioners, we really don't need material comfort, right? We really don't. And that's why it's easy for us sometimes to think, oh no, why should I earn money? I don't really need anything anymore. It's very easy way out. But when we come to think about it, if we still live in this world, many people depend on us, our family, our children, our parents, yeah, and our relatives and friends. Sometimes they need our help. If we are not in a position to help them, who will? Who will be, yeah? Because nobody, I don't mean nobody, but very rarely people in this world want to help the poor and needy people. When I was in France, in Monaco, there was a driver, huh? He drove me every day when I wanted to go somewhere because I didn't have a car or anything there. Well, I don't have it here, but still. All my cars are public transportation for you, huh? Anyhow, and then he drove me all the time, eh? And sometimes because he had to wait for me in the between times, so I invited him to come to my house, yeah, my place, you know. I rented a place over there. It's cheaper than a hotel. If you want to stay a little longer, it's cheaper than a hotel. So I invited him to sit in the lounge in the living room and gave him some drink. And say, please wait for me, excuse me, and things like that. And many times like that. And also other drivers as well, you know. And he was very touched. He said, it's the first time ever that a customer, you know, a person of your position, at all, any customer at all, would ever invite me to their own living place and give me a drink. And I said, what? I'm going to take you to dinner next. Yeah, we do. We do that all the time anyhow. So it was very surprised.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.